Blog Talk Radio.
So when Buddha's at the Bodhi tree.
Welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. How are you today on this beautiful day? Any day that you wake up and you put your feet on the ground is a good day. It's a beautiful day. So what's going on with you today? You'd like to call in and talk about it or have a little mini reading. The guest call-in number is 657-30612. Again, the guest call-in number is 657-383-0612. And the chat room is open. If you would like to... Oh, hold on. There's a problem with the chat room. Nope, the chat room is open. If you'd like to jump in to the chat room, we'd love to have you there as well. So today, we're talking about challenges. And I know we've kind of talked about this subject a bit in the 30-day challenge, so appropriately fitting title, challenge for the 30-day challenge. And here we are, oh my goodness, in day 23. Hard to believe. When I first began this challenge, I didn't know how I was going to make it and be on the radio every day consistently for 30 days. And, you know, so it's funny because Dave always comes up with witty stuff. But this time when I was saying that, this is about a week ago or so, he said, well, people who have radio shows and they're on the radio every day for, you know, years. And one of the examples for him was Patricia Raskins. And, but, you know, but those people have people that help them develop their shows and write them. I'm a sole flyer here. So, in a sense. But I have my team of guides that assist me, of course. And also all of you guys, because I get ideas and great topics from you all. So if you'd like to hear a particular topic, go to my Facebook page, Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island Psychic Medium, and send me a message. Let me know what you'd like to hear me talk about. Because though we only have 7 days left of this 30-day challenge, I will still be on the air, but I am going to go to once a week. And I think the show is going to be either on Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not sure which day yet. I'm trying to work out those details now. So I believe it's going to be on Tuesday or Wednesday. So look forward to that, and I will definitely let you guys know. You know, that way you can stay tuned in and come back to the show, because I love having you all here. And so I'm just going to pull out my notes here. And we pulled a few cards for the day. It's funny. Dave is kind of a funny guy. He says to me this morning on the phone, how about if you shuffle the deck and fan the deck out and run your hand over it, and I'll tell you when to pull the cards. He can be so cute. So I said, okay, that sounds like fun. So we did that, and I pulled the Five of Swords, the Chariot card, and the King of Swords. Now, so this is the energy that's going on today and right into the rest of the week, really, because my intention when I pulled it was what's going on now and what do we need to look out for the rest of the week. So the Five of Swords is, you know, you've won the battle, but what's the cost? What's the cost? And so there still may be a war going on, but the clouds are clearing. But what's the cost? What's the cost to the mind and to the other people involved? The second card we chose was the Chariot. And the chariot's all about choices. Which are you going to choose? It's black and white. You know, they're also telling me that this can be a medical choice. So if there's somebody listening who has a medical issue happening right now, my guides are indicating to me that for you to use knowledge in order to make the choice in the medical option or direction that you are going to take. And so this will apply whether you're listening live or to the replay, because my guides tend to pre-program things in when they know somebody needs to get a message. And again, whether you're listening to the live or to the replay. So make your choice, particularly, and again, they want to talk about a medical choice. Make it from the place of knowledge, because on either side of the Chariot card are swords. So we have the King of Swords next. And the swords are all about the mind. And the King of Swords particularly is about knowledge. He's about justice. You know, he's about things that are just. And so really, really, you know, consider that. Okay, really keep that in mind. And so in general, without medical, you want to be sure, because the swords can also mean a legal issue or a financial issue. And so you need to be sure that it's you're being honest, or the situation is being looked at honestly, and that, you know, he says that there will be justice. So, and oftentimes surgeons can be represented by the King of Swords, and they also are most often knowledgeable achievers as well. So, they're typically detail oriented and that sort of thing. He also is somebody who likes fantasy and he likes the flirtation. So if you are planning a date night coming up in the next several days, think about the King of Swords because he loves passion. He likes fantasy and flirtation. Passion is more of a stretch for him. So if you have somebody who is a King of Swords type person who is very knowledgeable, very thinkery, very often their body profile will be, they'll be taller, they'll be thin, their bodies will be very rectangular. They won't have a lot of shape to them. They'll be very straight and rectangular. So know that they like flirtation, but they might have some trouble in the being passionate. So just keep that in mind. And then I pulled some cards from Colette Baron Reed's one of her newest decks, The Wisdom of the Oracle. And it's very interesting as well. So I picked number 30, which is TikTok. And it has this picture of these hands sort of letting go of this clock, this pocket watch, which is attached to, it looks like kind of a hot air balloon. And there's fragments flying all over the place behind it. And then the second card I picked was, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. And the third card was enchanting gifts. So remember that time is a man-made thing. There really is no time in the real world, in the spirit, in the world of spirit, which is really, even though we're on this physical earth, we are of spirit. So we've made up time as a man-made thing. So keep in mind that TikTok is about timelessness. It's also about divine timing. We tend to look at things in a linear way and think about the past being behind us and the future being ahead of us. But that's not really true. Everything is timeless. So it's a great time now to sort of let go of the way that you are trying to shape your expectations, knowing that whatever is yours will be yours. Colette always says, what is meant for you shall not go past you. So know that the miracles show up right in the time when you need them, in the perfect timing. And, the card can go in, all of her cards can go in three directions, where it can be a general meaning, it can be a relationship message or a prosperity message, and then it also can be a protection message. But none of these came up in the protection form today, which is the card upside down. So if it's about prosperity that you are worried about or trying to create in your life right now, remember, divine timing is a beautiful thing. Oh, my God. I don't know what happened, but I think I only scheduled the show for 15 minutes. We're going to be out of time here in 1 minute. I'm going to try to extend the time. I might be off for 15 minutes because you can only block off every half an hour on Blog Talk Radio. Hang with me. I will be back. I love you guys also very much. Find me at www.cynthiafontaine.com. I love you guys. I'm going to try to change this, but I'm not sure that I can, so hold tight. If I cannot change it, I'll be back on in a short while. I'm trying to go in, and no, I can't. Okay, I'll be back on at 11:30. I love you guys. I was on a rant, too. It was getting good. I will see you in a few minutes.
Put the world away for a minute. Pretend I don't live in it. Son. sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mine's on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away. And now I'm deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me. It's sweet, sweet love living by the salt of the sea. One day you be lost in me. Change your geography. Maybe you might be deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in the water tonight, box up a lip slice, grab a backpack of lies, you never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the